la 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 la
אין ישראל ניגלים לא מתוך הצער ולא מתוך השיעבוד.
Israel are not redeemed out of sorrow, out of stress, and out of lack of food, but out of 10 people who sit together with each other, and each of them reads with his friend, and their voice is heard. Again, Israel are not redeemed out of sorrow, out of enslavement, out of shaking, out of stress, and because they don't have food, but by 10 people sitting together, and each of them reads and learns with his friend, and their voice is heard.
Good morning. With us are groups on duty from Jerusalem, Petah Tikva, 10 number 5, Argentina, North American virtual group number 10, and German virtual group number 3. We're going to have a workshop. The question is, workshop question is, describe the center of the tent together. Depict and describe the center of the tent together. Again. Depict and describe the center of the tent together.
We are desires and cravings for the upper world, for the quality of the soul, connected in a circle, and there is warmth and love between us. And this is the upper force, or godliness.
לאתר זה לא לתאר. אהבתי את הלאתר, פשוט לא יודע איך זה מתבטא בצורה...
To depict is not to locate. And on the screen they wrote to locate the center of the tent together. I like to locate, but it's not the same thing. It's more external. To depict is to search for the common deficiency together. Looking for the common deficiency will certainly help. We can describe this place called the center of the Temimi. That will also help us to locate it. So if you depict it, it's a place like Shai said, or Yuda said it. Yeah, Shaka didn't have time for it. So that everyone is together, having one common prayer, there's not us beside them, is revealed there together. If we think about it, it will help us locate the center of the tent.
This is our constant work, but the more we focus on it, on the center of the tent, that this is what we want to live from there we want to hear the lesson. This is the common point that concentrates all of our desires, assembles all of our desires, so the closer we'll get to it.
We should, like a scanner, we should go over the entire 10, each one with with a certain tendency towards connection, and see where this thing becomes easy. Something that gives you force, makes you happy, and at that same place we can say that something is made there, which is the center of the ten for everyone. And
yeah,
there is always a question. Who are these? And in the end, who are these? These are your gods, O Jacob. Meaning, who are these friends? What do you see in them? How much do you extol them? If you exalt them, then you have a good God. If not, then your God is small. And that's the center of the ten. The center of the ten is the center of creation. It's the place from which we receive strength, from which reality is operated. It's a place above characters, above qualities, where there is annulment, subjugation, and no one feels himself, but everyone together.
I would actually want us not to feel that the center exists, where none of us knows where he is. No one can detect it, locate it, depict it, or describe it. It's a place we should search for together, that we will feel that this is what we need, this is what we should have, and it's not there. And the longing is what we are developing together. Now we're in the lesson. This is the place to come with the deficiency and feel that we really need it. To feel that beyond all these pretty things, practically, we really need it. It's missing.
It's really beautiful. On one hand, it doesn't exist and we can't picture it, we can't do anything, we just have to build it. On the one hand. On the other hand, it exists already now. One way or the other, we're drawn to it. So maybe we should play with both ends in order to start getting closer to this thing called the center of the ten.
Yeah, to really hold both ends. On the one hand, you don't feel it and you have a deficiency to feel the center of the ten. On the other hand, we depict it as a place where all our longings gather and discover the center. And that's the goal. That's the goal in the preparation, to connect to each other as much as we can, to rub our hearts together, to warm up, and to go into the lesson in a higher gear, so we can find a prayer from it.
It's like gravity. If you start creating connections of love, and we start treating each other this way, relating to each other this way, with respect to the purpose of creation, then we discover this place, where this place is. It's in a balance, and the balance is always toward more connection and toward the Creator.
To
detect it. It's an active action one should do. It starts from complete annulment, increasing all the others, and then it's an action of asking for all the friends. Then you can find him.
And by the question, by the request to picture it together, it means that the center of the ten is not someone's personal thing, it's something something we get to together. We want the light to come during the lesson and build this place for each one in the ten.
This point, this place is a point of desire, of deficiency for the illumination of the Creator. This direction is beyond each one's will to receive, loving the Creator, giving Him contentment, caring. I think that's to describe the center of the group.
It's the place
in which we're in the 10 on duty with the Jerusalem group, Argentina, virtual group number 10 from North America, and virtual group number 3 from Germany, and other friends from the world Klee with us in the table, and we are 10 number 5.
Yagid ba'boker chasdeicha. Le'agid ba'boker chasdeicha. Le'agid ba'boker chasdeicha. Ve'munacha ba'lelo. Yeah.